Friday expert time now at 8 minutes to 10 on HQ. Nathan Exelby from the Courier-Mail in Brisbane. Morning to you, Nathan.
Hey, morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
Very well, mate. Steve Hewler telling us earlier with Grant, the track manager at Ipswich, it's a heavy eight, maybe a seven this afternoon. Is the weather meant to be okay?
I think it is okay there tomorrow. When it was pouring down on Wednesday, I thought, geez, it's going to be a 10, but I think Ipswich might have avoided a lot of the rain that we got here closer to the CBD in Brisbane, which is a really good thing. And it's something to behold out there at Ipswich, Andrew. I'm not sure if you've been there or not, but it's a one-of-a-kind, and we look forward to going out to Ipswich for that one Saturday a year. It'll be the biggest crowd of the Winter Carnival by far there on Saturday.
I think Brett Kitching told us earlier this week, the club CEO, about 14 to 15,000. They cram them in the the grandstand side, and of course they get into the middle part of the track as well.
Yeah, with Mr. Forex there in the middle. Yes.
Let's hope he doesn't go missing this year. righto, where are we going for Nathan Exelby's Ipswich best?
I think the best is the Virginian in the Eyeliner Stakes, race 8, number 6.
Are you confident it's going to run?
Well, I know he doesn't have the jockey there. To me, I don't see any reason why he wouldn't run.
Yep.
He's proven on wet ground. I think what he's hoping that they'll scratch perfect there and he can pick up Jim Byrne. That's what was the hope earlier in the week, but I'm not sure Matt Dunn's going to do that, is he?
No, we had Matty on earlier. Matt Dunn, he said, we'll be running. We're running both of those, Perfect Air, Strawberry Boy, because they need the run into the Glasshouse.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, if he doesn't go around, we can't lose on him.
No, but look, you can only tip us on Friday, and that's what you're doing with this horse. That look, if he runs and runs up to his best, he's going to be going mighty close, isn't he? You know.
Yeah, I just think $6 is a huge price at the moment. If he goes to the post, I can't see him starting that price. He was brilliant first up. We know he placed in a Stradbroke last year in what was just his first prep. Then second up in the Morton Cup, it just didn't suit him. It was totally dominated by the Deploy and Dothraki on speed there, and it didn't suit him at that, from where he was positioned in the field. And I think to run 2.7 lengths fourth was okay. And Jim Byrne said after the race, he's looking for that 1350 metres now. He gets that. It's proven on the wet ground. He's drawn to get a soft run behind what will be a good speed here. All things being equal, I think he's hard to beat.
All right. Well, we'll cross the fingers on that. That's the Virginian, race 8, number 6. Where's another one, Nate?
We'll go Flying Light, race 3, number 3. This is a horse you saw in Melbourne last year, went a couple of races at Flemington. I think his first up run at the Gold Coast was good, and it was a good midweek class 6 there behind Drumbeat's Choice and Cruising Speed. He hit the line nicely on that occasion. Going to the mile now suits, as I say, as a proven 2,000 metres at Flemington last prep. So I think the mile at this stage of his preparation suits. I think he's well graded here with just the 56 kilos in under the plate conditions. So we'll go with Flying Light in race 3.
And that's currently at $6 with Tab Fixed Odds. As you mentioned, the Virginian also at that quote behind. Akatua, who is at 5, the Virginian at 6, Can't Buy Better at 8, and Yesterday's Songs also at 8 with Perfect Dare, and Shiraz at 8.50. So for Nathan, 8.6 the Virginian and 3.3 Flying Light. Spoke to a lot of trainers this morning. Shiraz arrived up at the Gold Coast this morning for Kim War. They know it's a strong race, but from a nice barrier, they should be right behind the pace in that race that you've explained this morning. Just on Can't Buy Better in the Eyeliner, Ben Curry is a horse trainer that can really time his run with his horses, and he feels he's right at his peak for this, but he certainly wants the tracks to keep improving there.
Yeah, he comes back from the mile for this assignment here, 35 days between runs, but yeah, he's been flying this preparation. So too, as you say, the trainer-jockey combination have got a couple of stakes wins at big prices through this carnival.
Yep. Anyway, you can't tip them all. We'll wait and see. The other ones were Adrian Bott. I spoke with him because Slumber Party now gets a start in that Gay Waterhouse Classic. They'd love to run win the race that's named in Gay's honour, but now with a couple of scratchings, they just feel the horse will really appreciate the step up in trip and certainly won't mind the rain-affected track conditions. It got a bit unbalanced last run, and they felt that the horse is right up to now getting a start, can run well tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's right. The tempo of the 1350 means that she'll probably just travel that so much better up on the speed there with less pressure.
Yep, understand. All right, we'll go with those, mate. We'll see what happens with the Virginian. As Nathan mentioned, no jockey there at this stage, so we'll wait and see how they play it. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Nathan Exelby will be there from the Brisbane Courier-Mail.